anyone who believes in Jesus in this day and age is under enormous pressure. Pressure to conform to the world's immorality. Pressure to adopt its measures of success. Serious pressure. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, I have no idea where you're at in matters of faith. None whatsoever. But whether you're a person of faith or not, look around. Look at what people are doing to each other, what they're saying to each other, the impact of decaying morals on marriages, on families, on children. It's not pretty. And yet, as things head down the plug hole, as people shout at one another louder and louder, the pressure for a good person to conform to the ways of this world has never been greater. 1 John chapter 2, starting at verse 15. Don't love this evil world or the things in it. If you love the world, you don't have the love of the Father in you. This is all there is in the world, wanting to please our sinful selves, wanting the sinful things we see and being too proud of what we have. But none of these comes from the Father. They come from the world. The world is passing away, and all the things that people want in the world are passing away. But whoever does what God wants will live forever. Bottom line, conformity to the world's evil, even in the face of all the pressure to do so, means enmity towards God. When we change our values, when we lower our standards to match the worst of our current culture, we're no longer following Jesus, we're following the lost. But whoever does what God wants will live forever. That's His word, fresh for you today. Now, if there's anything that you're struggling with, anything at all, then here's some powerfully good news. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.